Welcome to the Sigmund Cinema Podcast, where all things movie related are broken down, discussed, put back together, and discussed some more. Here's your host, Sigmund.
Hey, hey, what's up, y'all? Thanks for joining me. Glad to have you back. So, let's hop right into it. This is going to be a little mini-sode. Maybe first of many that I'm going to do in between the longer episodes. But there was something I wanted to jump into that was always kind of interesting to me. Nobody really talks about, or at least I don't hear about it. They only talk about the subject's first movie. But like I said, let's get into it. So I wanted to talk about Prince, the late great Prince Rogers Nelson, musician, singer, one of the greats in the business. And usually when we talk about him, we talk about him in a musical sense as an artist, a singer, like I said. But as we know, well, as most of us know, he has a couple of feature films. He had a couple of feature films. But even then, when people talk about his movies, films, they only talk about Purple Rain. For obvious reasons, out of the movies that he's done, Purple Rain is the best. Overall best. And that is what I wanted to touch on. So, in total, Prince has done 3 feature films. So films when he, you know, scripted movies where he has played a character. And those movies go Purple Rain 1984, Under the Cherry Moon 1986, and Graffiti Bridge 1990, which just actually had its 30th anniversary a couple of weeks ago. But what I wanted to touch on was the interesting thing I found about those 3 movies. So even though Purple Rain is the overall better movie, the other 2 movies have their own, let me say it like this, the other 2 movies have some things that are better than Purple Rain. And I wanted to talk about that a little bit, as well as talking about Prince a little bit as a filmmaker, actor, whatever. So as you know, Purple Rain was the movie that was loosely based on his life at the time with his band. You know, he was having trouble with the band. It's loosely based on his relationship with his parents. And the movie has some of the best performances ever put on film. Musical performances. Let's get that right. So, oh yeah, and the movie actually won. People forget this. Prince is an Academy Award winner. The movie won Prince an Oscar. He won for Best Song Score, Best Musical Song Score. Much deserved. And yeah, so to the movie. It's a fantastic movie. If you haven't seen it, buy it. Any movie collector that doesn't have it, are you really a movie collector? No, let me stop that. Not trying to shame you or whatnot, but the thing I wanted to talk about, let's start with Prince's. Oh yeah, before I forgot one thing. So those of you hardcore Prince fans listening, you're probably saying right now, yelling at the podcast, what about Sign of the Times? What about that movie? So for those of you unfamiliar, Sign of the Times was a concert movie. It was released theatrically 1987. But concert movie, for those of you that don't know, a concert movie, like a stand-up or a musical performance, is considered a documentary. So we're talking feature films here. So out of the way with that. So 1986, Under the Cherry Moon, Prince's second movie. And Prince's first movie to actually get a director's credit, which is interesting enough. So when Under the Cherry Moon, Prince plays, Christopher Tracy. He was like a a playboy who is from Miami and moves to France and swindles a soon-to-be wealthy Harris or whatever. Anyway, Prince, the original director of the movie was Mary Lambert. And if that name sounds familiar to you, Mary Lambert is the director of Pet Sematary. That is probably her most popular movie that she's directed. She and Prince had creative differences, and Prince took over the directing duties. And there has been many accounts that Michael Ballhaus, the movie cinematographer, mostly ghost directed the movie. And Prince basically gave him creative directions, how he wanted things to look, and Prince got the final director's credit. So those things I was talking about, I said Under the Cherry Moon and Graffiti Bridge does some things better than Purple Rain, while Purple Rain still stands as the overall better movie. So what is that thing in Under the Cherry Moon? And it's very easy. That the one thing that stands out is Prince himself, Prince's performance in the movie. For those of you who haven't seen it, there is a 3-disc collector set, Blu-ray or DVD, but the Blu-ray is for 3 movies is like $20 on Amazon, if not less. I'm gonna look that up for you in a second just to see exactly how much it is. But anyway, Prince is having a ball in this movie. He's in Purple Rain, his performance was very subdued and quiet. And it's a good performance, not bad, but it's very quiet. And he has a couple of moments where he, like his argument where he's looking for his dad and whatnot. But in this movie, I think this is the closest thing that the average person will see to the real Prince. He's just nuts in this movie. Funny. And he's fun to watch, even though the movie itself isn't generally good. But it's always fun to watch Prince. So, yeah, I think this is Prince's best performance as an actor in Under the Cherry Moon. And another interesting thing is Kristin Scott Thomas. This was her film debut. Kristin Scott Thomas, for those of you who don't know, is a very acclaimed and respected actress. She is Academy Award nominated for The English Patient. That's where most people might know her from. She's been in 4 Weddings and a Funeral, Gosford Park. She was in, the most recent thing I've seen her in was Only God Forgives. But yeah, she's the real deal. She said herself that she loved working with Prince, but she despises the movie. That's easy to understand. So let's move on. Let's go to Graffiti Bridge. Now, Graffiti Bridge is the unofficial sequel to Purple Rain, which is funny enough. And Prince, once again, his character in Purple Rain didn't really have a name. His name was The Kid or Kid. So he reprises his role as The Kid. And Purple Rain, to give you a quick description for those of you who haven't seen it, he was a struggling music artist. He was trying to make it big time, and he played at the local club, First Avenue. And in this movie, Graffiti Bridge, he's actually a club owner, which is interesting. Morris Day reprises his role as the villain of the movie. And Morris Day is great himself. We'll probably talk about him a lot. So what's the thing? Oh yeah, the interesting thing about Graffiti Bridge is this is Prince's project from beginning to end. He didn't replace the director. He actually wrote the movie. This is the one and only movie he wrote. So he's the writer, director of Graffiti Bridge. Now, what does Graffiti Bridge have over Purple Rain? And I will tell you, in my humble opinion, Graffiti Bridge is a wonderful looking movie. And what do I mean by looking? I mean the cinematography, production design. The movie is very, and I think this is by design, the movie has a very dreamlike quality about it. It's like almost, it's like Prince presents the movie as almost fantasy-like, like it's not supposed to be real. But yeah, it's hard to explain, but not really. You have to watch the movie to see what I'm talking about. And I think it works for what the movie is. The movie itself, once again, is not what you would generally call good. But that's not to say it's not entertaining, because it definitely is. There are some great musical numbers in the movie, and I'm going to be honest with you, the best musical number in the movie doesn't belong to Prince. It belongs to Tevin Campbell. And remember him? Yeah, a lot of you probably don't. But yeah, young Tevin Campbell was in the movie, and he performed a great song, of course, written and produced by Prince, but Round and Round, excellent song. But yeah, it's fantastic movie, fantastic looking movie. Prince has a good eye as the director. And going back, no, actually, let me slow down a bit here. Not going back, but 1990, like I said, it celebrated its 30th anniversary a couple of weeks ago. But for some reason, Prince would not pursue any more feature films. He would act again. His most recent acting job would be an episode of New Girl, where he plays, wait for it, himself. But the episode was good. He was good in the episode. He had real good comic timing, and it seems like he's always at ease when he's playing a variation of himself. And he would also appear on The Muppets Tonight in a very awesome episode. He could be very humorous and poke fun at himself. So seek that out on YouTube. But going back to Under the Cherry Moon, I forgot to mention something. Prince made a very interesting creative decision with that movie. The movie was filmed in color, but in post-production, Prince decided to convert the movie to black and white. There's really no clear answer on why he did that. And hardcore Prince fans to this day are seeking out the version that was in color. It's not clear whether all of them were. It's not clear whether the color print still exists or has survived, because 1986, that's obviously over 30 years ago. Film, depending on how it was treated, it probably doesn't even exist, and that would be sad if that's the case. But yeah, that's that. And oh, let's get into this is funny. I don't think it's fair, but I gotta discuss it. So Under the Cherry Moon, wild. Purple Rain won an Academy Award. Under the Cherry Moon won Prince arm or handful of Razzies. I believe it won. The movie won him 4 total. Yeah, I believe so. But yeah, when I pull that up. But like I said, it's no way Prince can ever be boring, even if you don't like what he's doing. And I'm talking about whatever, musically, acting, and I'm trying to pull up these Razzie nominations. I had them right here. So, the movie itself actually tied for Worst Picture. And it tied with Howard the Duck. Man, they just trying to take a dump on my childhood. And Prince himself won Best. No, it's the Razzies. Prince himself won Worst Actor, Worst Director, and Worst Song for Love or Money. And you know what? I'll agree. Love or Money is not one of Prince's best songs. To give you something to gauge that on. The soundtrack for Under the Cherry Moon, the song Kiss was on the same soundtrack. So when you have a classic like Kiss, you know, you gotta bring it. And also, this is funny. Kristen Scott Thomas was nominated twice for Worst Supporting Actress and Worst New Star. I wonder who beat her. Not gonna get into that. Sticking to the subject. So, I mentioned earlier a concert film that Prince had done called Sign O' the Times. Personally, Sign O' the Times is my favorite Prince album of all time, and that is saying a lot if you love and know Prince like I do. They had a super duper special multiple disc collector set that came out. It cost a gajillion dollars, but I didn't hesitate to buy it because that's how much I love that damn album. And I recommend it. I recommend the concert film, which is, interestingly enough, hasn't been released commercially on DVD or Blu-ray. The only way you can watch it is on Amazon Prime Video. So go check that out. It's a very interesting concert film. But yeah, in 2016, unfortunately, we lost Prince. And, you know, one of the greats. But he has left behind an awesome legacy. And I just wanted to cover this interesting topic. So for those of you out there who haven't seen any of these movies, I highly recommend them. That being Purple Rain, Under the Cherry Moon, and the Graffiti Bridge. So, oh yeah, I was supposed to look it up for you, wasn't I? Let's see. Where is it? Oh, there we go. Yeah, they go for about $20. Triple feature gift set on Prince's Blu-ray. That includes all three of the movies. So, yeah, that was just a little mini-sode, a little yapping rant or whatever you want to call it. And check me out on my social media, Sigmund Cinema, on Twitter and Instagram. And I'm on Spotify also. Well, wait a minute, if you're listening to this, you're listening to it on one of those. What the hell am I talking about? So wherever you're listening to me at, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, favorite the podcast, like the podcast, and I definitely appreciate that. So until next time, be excellent to each other. Peace.